ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ
ಪೇಜ್ 129 ವರ್ಸ್ 6.
ಯಾತು ಸ್ಯಾನ್ ಮಾನಸಿ ವೃತ್ತಿಃ ಚಾಕ್ಷುಷ್ಕಾರೂಪರಂಜನಾಂ ನಿತ್ಯಮೇವಾತ್ಮನೋ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ಯಾಂ ನಿತ್ಯಯಾ ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ಹಿ ಸಾಂ.
ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಡೀಲಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ, ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಐ ದಿ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗಾನ್ಸ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ, I am free from mind and intellect. When we use the word I, we have to understand that I is original consciousness. As a Vedantic student, what I have to remember all the time, the I is a mixture. When I say I am, this I is a mixture. Spirit and matter mixture. But we don't use the word spirit and matter often. We use our Vedantic terms. Spirit, instead of spirit, we use the word Atma. Or we use the word original consciousness. Or higher I. Or Chit Chaitanyam. All these names we use to the original consciousness, Atman, nature. And this original consciousness bless the mind with reflection. Chidabhasa. That Chidabhasa is called Ahankara. Matter. Ahankara, Chidabhasa, Pratibimba Chaitanyam or RC. Reflected consciousness RC. Or lower I. Inferior I. Atma Osi is superior I. Ahankara is lower I. So higher I and lower I mixed together doing Vyavahara. Vyavahara can be done only through the mixture. Higher I plus lower I mixture. Having understood this mixture, next step is one is real, another one is unreal. In this mixture, first we have to understand there are two components in I. Later, what is our job? In this mixture, in these two components, one is real, one is unreal. Which one is real, which one is unreal also we should know properly. OC is unreal, Ahankara is real and Shullakudas. Ahankara doesn't exist independent of Chit, original consciousness. Whatever is dependently existing is unreal. Just as your reflected face in the mirror is unreal because it is dependently existing on your original face. Your reflected face in the mirror dependently existing on the original face. Original face is not depending upon reflected face for its existence. If there is reflected face or not, I, the original face, my original face exists. Example you have to remember and apply to the Dashtanta. Real face always exists whether mirror is there or not, reflection is there, is not. My face exists, but reflection of my face cannot exist without my original face. it cannot exist without mirror also. Therefore, whatever is dependently existing is unreal. Whatever is independently existing is real. This is the law. Applied is the same law to Darshtanta. Chidabhasa, lower I, the reflected consciousness, Ahankara, ego, I am. You are telling, when you add through I am, do vyavahara as pati, patni, putra, putri, that is Ahankara, I. Even though it is interacting with the world, people and all the time, it is unreal only. It is blessed by the original consciousness. Therefore, original consciousness alone helping the Chidabhasa to form in the mind, then mind becomes active Chetanam, sentient mind. Jada Manaha becomes Chetana Manaha because of Chidabhasa. Then that mind starts seeing, knowing, through the eyes, hearing through the ears and all this doing. Therefore, what is our total basement and foundation? Illuminator number 1, Illuminator number 2. Illuminator number 1 is OC Atma Chaitanyam Aham Sakshi Chaitanyam Satyaha Nityam. Ever I am existing, but I am eyesless, earsless, no sense organ is there for me. But this illuminator number 2, Ahankara, illumining the world, ever the drishyam world, this drashta number 2, illuminator number 2, is satyam or mithya? Mithya. Drashta number 1, Atma Chaitanyam, is satyam. So you want real, you want to claim yourself real drashta or unreal drashta? Duplicate you want or original you want? I want to be original. Therefore, don't go for duplicate. Make use of the duplicate, but never claim the duplicate you are. Okay? That Ahankara sees the world through the mind, the sense organs, whereas Atma is achakshushkaha. It doesn't have eyes, ears, all sense organs of knowledge, sense organs of action, prana, mind, buddhi, all are not there in Atma. But is it illuminator or not? It is drashta. It is illuminator. Why? Swayam drashta. Swayam. Self-evident. Whereas this mind, in which there is Chidavasa formed Ahankara, it is anitya drashta. It is anityam. It is not ever the seer. It is seen also by the Sakshi Chaitanyam. So this is the development Acharya doing here. If you do this type of analysis, you will not identify with the lower eye, you will not identify with the body, you will not identify with the sukha, dukkha happening in the mind, raga, desha happening in the mind. You will not identify. On the other hand, you develop an objectivity towards those problems. This is called freedom. What for we have to do this analysis, tell me? What for? I want to disidentify with this samsara, jara, marana, vyadhi, sukha, dukkha, raga, dvesha. I don't want. Then you have to claim yourself, you are Atma. That is the only solution. Therefore, analyze all these vrittis happening in the mind. Ahankara, when it knows the world, always depends on vritti. Rupa vritti, shabda vritti, gandha vritti, all vrittis. Whereas Atma doesn't require any vritti to be as an illuminator. mind, this ahankara to be as illuminator, it requires vritti, parinama, karanas are required. It is karanavan, whereas atma, sakshi and chaitanyam doesn't require any karanam. It is not depending on karanams. Without requiring any karanams, I, the sakshi chaitanyam, am the illuminator. Svatantram, I need not depend upon any clutches. Whereas ego, the ahankara, depending upon, to see rupa, I depend upon my eyes. To hear sounds, I depend upon my ears. To touch, I depend upon the skin. To smell, I depend upon the nose. Like this, sense organs depend upon. So, this dependence is there for this bahya, vishaya, contact to be illuminator. Whereas the atma doesn't require any karanam. Svatantram. I need not depend upon anyone. That's what we are seeing. Look into the shloka, sixth shloka. In the last class we saw, yatu manasi vrittihi chakshushka ruparanjana. Manasi vrittihi, the vritti means thought. Manasi in the mind. When the thought arises in the mind. Here vritti means not profession. Vritti means thought. Thought arises in your mind. All vrittis, either they have rupa vritti, forms thought. Rupa ranjana means dipped in rupam. Chakshurindriya janya chakshushka rupa. Chakshurindriya janyam. That jnanam of that form, that object I got through my eyes, how rupa janyam. I saw the object through my eyes, chakshushka janyam, chakshush janyam. That is called rupa vritti. You hear my words, shabda vritti. So every jnanam supposed to have a vritti. Every jnanam, every knowledge is preceded by a vritti thought. Because we are attracted by the object, we never study about the thought. Thought avadu, geeta avadu. Enga irukka thought anna? Because we are attracted towards objects, thought, where this time for thinking about thought? What is thought? Where it is coming? How it is rising? Where is the time for people to think? Just it comes and they go for that and buy, enjoy. That's what they do. And the sugar cane, now taste sweet. Rasana indriyam. Rupa ranjana, rasana ranjana, like that. Ranjana means what? Soaked with, dipped with. That is it. Nityameva atmanaha drishtya nityaya drishtyatehi sa. Whereas outside object forms etc. etc. you require manasi vritti, but to know sakshi chaitanyam doesn't require any vritti to illumine the objects. To illumine the objects, mind ahankara requires vritti. Through sense organs, by sense organs. But Atma Chaitanyam doesn't require any sense organs. Nityaya drishtya Atmanaha. What I said in the last class, Atmanaha means which is other than the mind. Atmanaha drishtya nityaya. Drashtuhu Atmanaha drishtihi. Drishtya, that nityaya, that is nityaya means what? Sakshi chaitanyam. Ahankara is anitya drishti, temporary illuminator. If I close my eyes, I cannot see the clip. So the mind ahankara is a temporary illuminator. But the mind is illumined by the sakshi chaitanyam. All the time without any karanams, without any vritti. Nityameva atmanaha. That drishyate nityameva, ever evident. Ever evident. Atma illumines the mind or blessing the mind. Sa vrittihi. Ya manasi vrittihi chakshushka. சா விருத்திஹி, தட் விருத்தி அலோன் இஸ் இல்லூமின்ட் பை தி ஆத்மா வித்வுட் ஐஸ். ஆர் யூ கெட்டிங் தி பாயிண்ட்? Which manasika vritti is required to see the object, but atma doesn't require any manasika vritti or chakshush, anything, no vritti at all. That is why it is svayam pradhana, svayam jyotihina. That is what we have to say. Mind is ever illumined by sakshi. It is not all the time illuminator. It is only temporary illuminator. That also borrowed illuminator. It has got borrowed illumination capacity through Atma. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Chakshushka means, on the shka represents, Chakshushka means Chakshut Dvara Janita. Rupa Ranjana, Chakshushka means Chakshudvara, through the eyes, Rupakaram is born. That is Manasi Vritti. Similarly, Shabda you have to take, Gandha you can take. Next shloka we will read. Here, Drishtya, Nityaya, Atmanaha, that we have to take it as Chaitanya Prakasha Lakshanaya. சைத்தன்ய பிரகாஷ லக்ஷணையா நித்யமேவ. ஒரிஜினல் சைத்தன்யம், ஹூ இஸ் த இல்யூமினேட்டர் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட், இஸ் நித்யம். நித்யமேவ திருஷ்யதே ஆர் பிரகாஷ்யதே. திருஷ்யதே மீன்ஸ் பிரகாஷ்யதே, தட் இஸ் எவிடென்ட், அனுபவ சித்தம் இத்யர்த்தம். அனுபவ சித்தம், ஹி இஸ் தேர், இட் ஷோஸ், இட் இஸ் வெல் நோன், பாப்புலர். அனுபவ சித்தம். நவ் ஃபர்தர் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக ஆல்சோ ஆச்சாரியா கண்டினியூஸ் த சேம் ஐடியா. ஸ்லோக நம்பர் 7. ததானேந்திரிய யுக்தாய வ்ருத்தயோ விஷயாஞ்சனாஹ ஸ்மிருதி ராகாதி ரூபாச்ச கேவலாந்தர்மனஸ்யபி. அந்தர்மனஸ்யபி. So we have to remember two words here. அஹங்காரம் ஆல்வேஸ் இன்டராக்ட் வித் விருத்தி வியாபார. சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் illumines all vritti vyaparam without instruments. Ahankara does vyapara means interaction through vritti. Every vritti comes because of sense organ, whereas sakshi chaitanyam illumines the mind, the ahankara. Through ahankara, sakshi illumines the world, objects, without any instruments. That is what he is highlighting here. Look into the shloka. Anya indriya yukta ya vrittayaha. Vritti is strilingam. So ya vrittayaha. Those thoughts which are vishayanjanaha. Vishayanjanaha means associated with vishaya. Thought is always associated with one object or other. Vishaya anjana. Anjana means dipped. Like white cloth, you take and dip in that red color. The cloth becomes what? Red color. Similarly, the eyes and the vritti and the rupa, once they see that color, that vritti is dipped in that object. And the object, akara vritti, comes inside and the mind sees that and it intellect gets the knowledge of that object. These are all, I am talking minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour I am talking. But to get this knowledge, how much, when you get the knowledge, suppose this is a sponge cover, I am putting to this mic, but when you see this, this is color. Immediately, yellow color knowledge comes to you. How much time it is taking? how many minutes it is taking? 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour. Fraction of seconds, within no time this knowledge comes. But within that seconds, within seconds, fraction of seconds, your eyes look at the object and the thought that nana chidra ghatodara sthita mahadeepa prabhavasvaram, just the light pervades that object and you get the knowledge of that object. Like that, eyes pervade that object, immediately it sends the message, the vritti comes, this is mine, this is yellow color. That vritti comes and the knowledge comes. Immediately it comes. If I show this clock, you have got the what knowledge now? Clock knowledge. How you have got clock knowledge, you know? That's what Shankaracharya is telling. Any knowledge what you are getting is through the vritti, through the thought. Clock thought. Clock thought. If I show this, what is this? What you have got? How do you know pot? Pot jnanam you have got. To get the pot knowledge, you must get the pot thought first. To get the pot thought, your eyes must see this pot. Your eyes along that chidabhasa, they pervade the pot and immediately pot thought comes. This is called rupa vritti. Rupa vritti. This is called anjana. Now you know anjana, your eyes and sees the pot and thought comes. Your what thought you have got? Ghata vritti. Clock vritti. That vritti, ghata vritti is dipped in what? Endowed with what? Ghata vritti. Ghata. Griha vritti. House thought endowed with what? House. Now every thought is endowed with connected object, corresponding object. That is called anjana. Namma puriyala or Sanskrit language enna pandrathu. So I am trying to communicate in English. Anjana. Vishaya anjana. What is the vishaya here? Ghata is the vishaya. Clock is the vishaya. House is the vishaya. Look at the fan. If I say immediately look at the fan. Fan vritti. Look at the bulb. It is burning, not burning. You see the bulb? Tube light vritti. That is tube light vritti. This is called Vishaya Anjana. How this Vishaya Anjana happens? He says, Ya vrittayaha, whatever thought you get, your whole vyavahara from the morning to till night is happening through this vritti only. Vrittayaha means many thoughts. Today Pongal, class is there or not? Nowadays the students are not asking. They know Swamini will not give leave at all. So they have come to know that. That is also a vritti. Okay. So, ya vrittayaha vishaya anjana anya indriya samyukta. Here, indriya yukta means indriya prayukta ityarthaha. Indriya prayukta. They are activated by the sense organs. Every thought is activated by sense organs. Shabda vritti, rupa vritti, grandha vritti, sparsha vritti, rasana vritti. All of them, vishaya means you have to supply drishyante. Ya vrittayaha drishyante anya indriya prayuktaha. They are all activated by the indriyams. Corresponding. Rupa vritti ki you should not use ears. For ears, shabda vritti sake you should not use gandha vritti. Corresponding objects. Not only that, smriti ragadi rupa cha. Even memory. Memory, remembrance. Raga adi. Raga, attachment. Dvesha, adipadat dvesha. Ragadi rupacha kevala antar manasti api drishyante. You can supply once again drishyante. they are not born, this inside smriti, remembrance, attachment, aversion, are they born out of anya indriya, our eyes, ears? Inside there is an attachment, it's the feeling. Antar manasi, in the mind inside, you are not using any sense organs. It is that raga is not born out of any sense organ contacts. Simple thing only, when I am talking in the language, your words and all, it looks so difficult. சிம்பிள் திங், நமக்கு தெரிஞ்சின விஷயம்தான். விஷயம் என்னன்னா நமக்கு தெரிஞ்சின விஷயம்தான், ஆனாலும் தெரியாமல் இருக்கு. வாட் இஸ் ஸ்மிருதி, ரிமெம்பரன்ஸ். ஃபார் தட் குச் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான் யூ ஆர் யூசிங், நோ சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான் யூ ஆர் யூசிங், ரிமெம்பரன்ஸ், ஸ்மிருதி. ஹியர் ஸ்மிருதி தீர்கம், பட் இட் இஸ் ஸ்மிருதி திருஷ்யதே பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சந்தி ரூல், விசர்க இஸ் டிராப்ட். ஸ்மிருதி திருஷ்யதே, ஏகவச்சனம் ஓன்லி, பட் தட் இஸ் நாட் பிரிண்டிங் மிஸ்டேக் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் கிராமர் ரூல். ஸ்மிருதி இட் இஸ் மெமரி இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அட்டாச்மெண்ட், அவர்ஷன். ஸ்மிருதி ராகாதி ரூபா ஆதிபதாத் அவர்ஷன், ஸ்மிருதி ராகாதி ரூபா ச அந்தர் மனசி அபி, தோஸ் ஓவர் ஆல் இன் த மைண்ட. அந்த மீன்ஸ் இன்சைட், மனசி inside the mind, they are not born out of kevala, they are only kevala. Kevala means they are not born out of sense organs. Kevala meaning not born out of sense organs. Acharya's Upadesha Sahasra is a tough Sanskrit, unlike Viveka Chudamani. Other texts are simple, Atma Bodha, Viveka Chudamani. They are all very simple. I do not know why is so tough Acharya this Sanskrit. Because I have taken many other texts of Acharya, Astamalakiyam, so many other texts I have taken. But I feel this is very tough Sanskrit. Because subject is also tough, Sanskrit is also tough. Upadesha Sahasri is such a beautiful text. பட் சிம்பிள், நமக்கு அனுபவ விஷயம் தானே, அதனால வி ஆர் மேனேஜிங். ஓகே, விருத்தி, சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், ஆல் தாட்ஸ் நமக்கு தெரிஞ்சின விஷயம் தானே, அதனால வி ஆர் ஏபிள் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். ஈவன் தோ வி ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த கிராமர் பாயிண்ட்ஸ், டசன்ட் மேட்டர், சப்ஜெக்ட் புரிஞ்சா போதும், கிராமர் வராட்டாலும் ப்ராப்ளம். பிகாஸ் ஐஸ் வேணும், இயர்ஸ் வேணும், சப்தம் வேணும், மைண்ட் வேணும், இன்டலெக்ட் வேணும், அகங்காரா வெரி மச் வேணும். So all these are very familiar. That's why Upadesha Sahasri, we love them. That's why all of you are coming in spite of Pongal. Okay. Kevala, na, without any expectation of or without any association of sense organs, antar manasi, ragadi, they are all kevala, means not born out of. Smriti is not born out of any sense organs. Raga attachment is not born out of any sense organ. Dvesha also not born out of any sense organ. But clip knowledge is born out of eyes. Music knowledge is born out of sound. Cold or heat born out of skin. Foul smell, good smell born out of nose. All this knowledge is born out of some one organ or other. But whereas in this smriti, remembrance, attachment, aversion is not born out of any sense organ. They are born in the mind, manasi antaha eva, parantu kevala. Kevala means without any sense organs association is the meaning. Drishyate manasya tadvadanyasya திருஷ்யந்தே ஸ்வப்ன வ்ருத்தயஹ த்ருஷ்டுர் த்ருஷ்டிஸ்ததோ நித்யம் சுத்தானந்தா ச கேவலம். ஸோ ராக விருத்தி, ஸ்மரண விருத்தி, ஆல் பார்ன் வித்தவுட் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான் கான்டாக்ட். ஆச்சாரிய வாண்ட் டு சே, how they are born. Who is the illuminator of them? They are born out of Sakshi Chaitanyam. How to understand? You go to dream. You go to dream, you understand. Not now. You can go to dream and study about the dream and artham. When you are dream, you cannot study about dream. To study about dream, you have to be in waking state, jagrat avastha. So Swamini asked me to study about dream. Let me go to dream. When you go to dream, you cannot study about dream. When you go to sleep, you cannot study about sleep. So to study about dream, to study about sleep also, you have to be in waking state. As a waker, you can study about dreamer. As a waker, you can study about a sleeper. Sleeper cannot study about sleep. Dreamer cannot study about dream. Clear? So you are all wakers now. You are all wakers. So in waking state, we are all wakers studying about dream. So what is that? Acharya says the study about dream is, during sleep, no external object is available. During sleep, இது தெரியாதா நமக்கு? தெரியும், ஆனாலும் புரியல. We know that, but we don't understand how the mechanism is going on about sleep or dream. That mechanism is explaining now. Mind itself is an object of experience in dream. Mind itself is an object of experience in dream. Who is experiencing? Mind cannot experience the mind. Mind cannot experience the mind. If mind experiences the mind, Sakshi Chaitanyam doesn't require. So mind cannot know itself in the dream. Therefore, mind is objectified by the Sakshi Chaitanyam. In waking state, you cannot understand Sakshi Chaitanyam because you are busy, busy. All of us are busy in Pongal, sweet Pongal, hot Pongal. Every Pongal la busy, busy. Pongal at the next festival enna edhir paathirundhu irukom. It's because waking state we are all busy. Paranchikhani vetrada swayambhuhu paran pashyati na antaratman. Therefore all our sense organs are extroverted in waking state. But studying in waking state only, no? That is why we keep you in the class, in the camp, in the class, and not on the road somewhere while interactions with the world, this won't come. Specially, systematically, putting chairs, carpets, fans, speakers, lights, everything is in the ukarango. That too, convenient time. Not for Swamini's convenient time. For all people, when they have finished their work, evening times, when there is no much work, then we arrange all these things. A convenient atmosphere is required. Then only you can understand. Now we are studying the dream. The dream, when you go to sleep, sense organs are not available. Clear? That's what he says. Yadvatu is not there. Correlative, tadvat alone is there. Okay, svapna vruttayaha drishyante. First you have to supply yadvat, just as he want to say mind is not self evident, mind is evident to consciousness. Why mind is not evident to itself? Mind is jadam. Mind is jadam, just like this pot. Pot knows I am pot. Pot is not self evident to the pot. Mind is not self evident enna puriyadhu, adukku dhaan example solren. I am giving an example. Pot doesn't know it is pot. That is called pot is not self evident. Jadatvat, because it is inert. It has to be illumined by the light, then only. Even eyes are there also, I cannot see the pot just like that. Brightness must be there. Light must be there. Then only I can know the pot. Clear? Suppose I take the mirror. Dark room. I want to illumine the dark room. Can you illumine the dark room in the night? with mirror. Big mirror brings and illumines the dark room. What mirror requires to illumine the dark room? Light is required, sunlight is required. It has to fall on the mirror, then sun reflection in the mirror, that bright light illumines the dark room. அதே மாதிரிதான் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம், சன்லைட் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்டு டு இல்யூமின் த டார்க் மைண்ட். டார்க் மைண்ட் தான் ஜட மனஸ் அர்த்தம். தட்ஸ் வாட் ஹி சேஸ். எத்வத் ஸ்வப்ன வ்ருத்தயஹ, ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் தி தாட்ஸ் இன் த ட்ரீம், ட்ரீம் தாட்ஸ். ஸ்வப்ன வ்ருத்தயஹ மீன்ஸ் இன் ஸ்வப்ன யூ ஆர் சீயிங் பாட், டங்கி, elephant, peacock, house. In dream also you are seeing objects or not? You are seeing. How they are coming, that object? Svapna vrittayaha means there also ghata vritti is there, pata vritti is there. So many objects you are seeing in the dream. In sleep objects are not available, but you are seeing the objects in the dream. Seeing the objects in the dream means that object vritti must come. Svapna vrittayaha, aeroplane I saw in my dream, that means aeroplane thought. I saw huge elephant with white tusks, mangalam, if you see that. Okay, cow I saw, that means cow vritti, elephant vritti. I am asking, with what sense organs contact you have got elephant vritti, swapna elephant vritti, or any other object vritti? How you have got without sense organs? Then how do you know yesterday I got this dream, I saw that in the dream? Who illumined? Have you seen that you have used sense organ to see that object? Have you used your sense organ to see that object in the swapna? You have not used sense organs because they are not available in sleep. No sense organs are available. But you saw the objects and you are remembering now after waking up. Nice dream, good dream or bad dream, whatever may be the dream, you are remembering now means who is that witnessed that dream? Mind witnessed the dream? Mind is not self-evident. It cannot witness. Sakshi Chaitanyam. That's what he want to say. ஸ்வப்னவ்ருத்தயஹ யத்வத் ஸ்வப்னவ்ருத்தயஹ த்ருஷ்யந்தே அன்யஸ்ய அன்யஸ்ய த்ருஷ்யந்தே மானஸ்ய தத்வத். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் தி ஸ்வப்னவ்ருத்திஸ் ஆர் விட்னஸ்டு பை தி சாட்சி சைதன்யம். அன்யஸ்ய மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் அன்யஸ்ய சாட்சிணஹ, அன்யஸ்யா மீன்ஸ் சாட்சிணஹ. த்ருஷ்யந்தே, இட் இஸ் நாட் ஏ ரூபரஞ்சனா, சப்தரஞ்சனா. த விஷயா இஸ் நாட் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் எனி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான் டு கிரியேட் தாட். சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல் க்ளோஸ்டு. வித்வுட் சீயிங் வித் யுவர் ஐஸ் யூ ஆர் சீயிங் த எலிஃபென்ட் இன் த ட்ரீம். தே ஆர் கால்ட், ஹி சேஸ், தே ஆர் ஆல் அன்யஸ்ய த்ருஷ்யந்தே. அந்யஸ்ய சாட்சிணஹ ஆர் ஆத்மனஹ, விச் இஸ் அதர் தேன் த மைண்ட். அந்யஸ்ய மானஸ்ய அந்யஸ்ய அதர் தேன் த மைண்ட் த்ருஷ்யந்தே, தேர் ஆல் சீன் பை தி சாட்சி சைதன்யம். தத்வத் லைக் தட். நெக்ஸ்ட் கம் டு தாஷ்டாந்த. த்ருஷ்டுஹு த்ருஷ்டிஹி ததோ நித்யா. தத்வத் சிமிலர்லி you have to supply to jagrat now. Darshtanta illa swapna, by explaining the swapna you understand easily. Who saw the dream object, who illumined the dream object? Na sakshi chaitanyam, that is the essence of the first line. Who illumined the dream object in the dream? Because mind cannot see the dream objects, because mind alone became as many objects in the dream. But someone is illumining the dream objects. That is called Sakshi Chaitanya in the dream. Similarly in Jagrat also. Since you are busy in Jagrat Avastha, you are not noticing this action, what is happening. In dream, you can understand easily. Now, you can understand or not. Tadvat. Similarly, you apply the same law. Now you have to supply words. Jagrat vrittayaha api drishyante anyasya sakshinaha drishyante. Jagrat vrittayaha, you have to supply second line. Jagrat vrittayaha api drishtihi drashtuhu drishtihi tataha nitya. Jagrat vrittayaha means in waking state also all vrittis are. Api anyasya drishyante sakshinaha drishyante. They are all illumined by sakshi only. They are all illumined by sakshi only, even in waking state. Not only in dream state, in waking state also they are illumined by sakshi only. All vrittis are illumined by sakshi. What type of sakshi? Drashtuhu drishtihi. Drashtuhu atmanaha. Drashtuhu means atmanaha. Drishtihi. Drishtihi means the knower, the knowledge of the knower, the self. Drashtuhu drishtihi means the knowledge of the knower. The knowledge of the knower. Who knows that I am the knower, I have got a knowledge. This is self. The knowledge, the knower, the knowledge of the knower is the self. Drashtuhu drishtihi. Drishtihi means jnanam, knowledge. Drashtuhu means self. Drishtihi means jnanam. Drashtuhu means atma. Atma jnanam. Apadiyan artham illa. That is the meaning. Drishtihi means jnanam, knowledge of whom? Of the self. Drashtuhu drishtihi. Therefore it is nitya. Tataha. Tataha means what? Jagat vrittayaha api sakshinaha eva drishyante. Tataha sakshi is nitya. Because in dream your mind is not actually functioning, is it not? But sakshi is the illuminator of your dream. Sakshi, since it is the illuminator of dream, similarly understand while waking also, sakshi alone is the illuminator of jagrat prapancha through the mind. Appadi enna solli neenga mind illuminator nu solla koodadhu. Mind is illuminator with the blessing of the sakshi chaitanyam. Original illuminator is sakshi chaitanyam only. Nitya drishtihi shuddha ananta cha kevala. Ananta means infinite. In all ahankarams, ananta means infinite atma illumines the infinite ahankaras. In all ahankaras, who is the illuminator? I am the illuminator, sakshi chaitanya. How many bodies are there? So many ahankaras. So I, the sakshi, am the illuminator of all ahankaras in all bodies. Shuddha, pure. Nitya, eternal. Infinite, eternal. And kevala means secondless, without second entity. That is the meaning in Jagrat also. In Jagrat, primary illuminator is the mind. But that is also, even though it is primary illuminator, that it is active. Why we are not knowing this in Jagrat? Because this illuminator is active. There it is not dream, it is not active. Adinalada konjam vela pannum. No, here it is active, it won't listen our words. There in dream it is not active. It is only, but another word also we have to remember. Illuminator, mind objectified in the dream. Illuminator, the sakshi chaitanyam objectified the mind. Here also illuminator is atma only. Jagrat also my atma only. But salatma, இந்த மைண்ட் இஸ் பிளேயிங் தி சப்ஜெக்ட் ரோல் ஆல்சோ. தட் இஸ் த டிஃபிகல்ட். தேர் இட் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஆப்ஜெக்ட், இட் இஸ் நாட் டூயிங் எனி ஃபங்க்ஷன் தேர். வேர்? இன் ட்ரீம். இட் இஸ் ஓன்லி ஆப்ஜெக்ட். ஐ தி சாக்ஷி ஆம் டாமினன்ட் தேர், ஐ ஆம் இல்யூமினிங் த மைண்ட். சும்மா தூங்கிட்டு இருக்காது மைண்ட். இட் இஸ் நாட் ஆக்டிவ். பட் ஹியர் இன் வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் இட் இஸ் ஆக்டிவ். இட் இஸ் நாட் ஓன்லி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் மை சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் இல்யூமின்ட் பை மீ, பட் இட் இஸ் இல்யூமினிங் அதர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஸ் எ செகண்டரி இல்யூமினேட்டர். இட் இஸ் பிஸி. தட் இஸ் வை இட் இஸ் கிரியேட்டிங் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ். வென் இட் இஸ் நாட் கிரியேட்டிங் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், வென் யூ ஆர் உபதேச சாஸ்திரி ஸ்டூடெண்ட், இட் வில் நாட் கிரியேட் ப்ராப்ளம். அதுதான் ஐ ஆம் த சப்ஜெக்ட், மைண்ட் இஸ் த ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இன் ட்ரீம். பட் இன் வேக்கிங் I am the subject, mind is also playing a subject role. Vesham. That Vesham is not real, but people think that Vesham is real. Next shloka he says, that subjective role of the mind in waking state, people take it as real. That is the samsara problem. Next shloka we will read. Verse number 9. அநித்யாசா விசுத்தேதி க்ருஹ்யதே த்ராவிவேகதஃ சுகீ துக்கீ ததா சாஹம் த்ருஷ்யோபாதி பூதய. Dream is the only area where the mind is not functioning. Dream is the only area where the mind is not functioning actively with sense organs. It is doing only projection, but it is not doing any function. That is the only situation where mind is not functioning as a subject. As a subject, it is not functioning in the dream. This is said in Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Suppose you say, I am listening to your class. Suppose you say, I am listening to your class. Swamini, I am listening to your class. When you say, I am listening to the class, the mind is functioning active, it is playing a subject role. That ahankara, the mind is very active. I am understanding from the mind standpoint, it is the statement. I am listening to your class, that is illumined by the secondary illuminator, illuminator number 2. I am listening to your class. This statement, you know that you are listening to the class, you are making a statement that is illumined by the mind. Suppose you say, I have understood your class. I have understood your class. That means what? That understanding which has taken in the mind. Are you following? I have understood your class. Suppose you say, next statement, second statement. I am listening to your class, first statement. I have understood your class is not said by the mind. It is not the job of the mind. Mind has understood the class, that is known to the Sakshi Chaitanya. There, that primary illuminator. When you say, I have understood the class, that job is not done by the mind. I am listening to the class, that is, mind is the subject. When you say, I have understood your class, I have understood your class, where that understanding has taken place? You should not say in the Sakshi. Understanding has taken place in the Antakkaranam. When you say, I have understood the class, that understanding has taken place in the Buddhi or mind, who is illumining this understanding? Sakshi Chaitanya. So the subject is Sakshi Chaitanya. When you say, I have understood the class, the subject is Sakshi Chaitanya. How the Sakshi Chaitanya is illumining the understanding of the mind, that knowledge it has got, therefore you say, I have understood the class. The subject is Sakshi Chaitanya. I am listening to the class means the subject is the mind. Very, very subtle. Try to contemplate. I have understood the class means, who is illumining that understanding? Which happens in the buddhi or mind? Sakshi Chaitanya. Not the mind. Because mind is not self-evident. Not Swayam Jyoti. Sakshi alone is Swayam Jyoti. But what do we say? I have understood. Then we take this understanding also to the ahankara. That is illumined by Sakshi Chaitanyam. That is, I am the illuminator of the mind which has understood. I am illuminator of the mind which has understood. But what do we say? I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam who is the illuminator of the mind which has understood. But what we say? I have understood. Which I? That is Ahankara I we use. Ahankara I can never say I have understood. I have understood and ad illum pannanum. The illumination enna sonnina torchlight potti kaam. Illumine sonnad enak torchlight podanum anna. Illumining and knowing. Evident. I have understood. The class, no, the one who is illumining that knowledge in that happening in the mind, Sakshi Chaitanya. Sakshi Chaitanya enga fara illa inge da irukke. Sakshi Chaitanya is illumining. Therefore atma is the illuminator. Atma illumines the ahankara, either in active or passive enna dream la, active enna waking la. Atma only illumining, really speaking. Either it is subject in the dream, Atma, but here also subject. But this mind is also playing the subject role. Adhida tagaral. Appadi nee solli eppome thoonkathukku poga mudiyadhu. Kanavu kanninde irukka mudiyadhu. Therefore, the toughest, no? Very, very subtle topic. More in the next class. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவ அவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.